It is Troy with Rural Focus. Time right now to catch up with Kim Valenti from Valenti Lawyers. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Troy. How are you?
Not too bad, mate. This morning, speaking the dangers of changing a document without legal advice.
Exactly. Let me give you some background. We gave some advice a long time ago to a particular client who came to us and said, look, this is the document that I want to use to get the other side to do something, because that's what the agreement says. When I dug into it a bit closer, I found that a document had been signed by all the parties, and yet one of them decided to amend it in longhand, in manuscript, without anyone else's knowledge. And I said, well, what does it mean? Anyway, my client gave us a particular meaning. The other side, who we had to write to, have a different meaning. And I noticed that it was a unilateral change. No discussion, nothing at all. And I thought, oh, hang on, whoa, we've got to protect the public here. I must try to talk to my listeners about don't do things like that, because the implications of doing it are really quite serious in many instances. So I thought, okay, the thing I'll do is talk to you and your listeners about what are the essentials requirements for an agreement. And an agreement requires three parts. Somebody who we call the offeror or the buyer, let's say. Someone we call the offeree, let's say, the buyer and the seller. So that we'll use that as an example, buyer, seller, and what we call consideration. Somebody has to give something and someone has to receive something for whatever the agreement is.
Yep.
That they are the essentials of an agreement. Now, if you have an agreement that's in writing and you then go away and don't have any of those three, then the subsequent agreement or amendment, shall we say in my example, is invalid.
Okay.
It's of no value at all, nothing in law. And so if there is a dispute that arises in the future, it's going to become costly. And the cheapest time to get legal advice, Troy, is at the start when you're thinking about changing the agreement. Because whilst most people would think, I would believe, well, I can change it and the other side will agree and that's okay.
Mm.
No. You have to have some consideration for the change. Even if it's $1, it has to be some consideration.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if you don't have the consideration, the change is invalid, and then a dispute may or is reasonably possibly, likely to occur. That's in regard to a written agreement.
Mm-hmm.
There is something else called a deed. A deed is a legal document that the law has developed over centuries. And a deed is a document that is signed by every party who wishes to be responsible for their obligations, and is also signed in the presence of an independent adult person. And when you have a deed, you don't need consideration. But what you do need, if you're going to vary a deed, you need it to be pursuant to another deed. So you have to enter into the same procedure. You have to have a buyer and a seller, and then each of the signatures of the seller and the buyer need to be witnessed by an independent adult person. And the beauty of a deed is that you don't need consideration. So that's a valid reason why you can use a deed.
Yep.
But you can't change a deed unless you change it by another deed. Then the whole problem boils up into an explosion if the meaning or the intention of the parties is different. For instance, I might say something that I believe means something, but I haven't looked at the previous 13 clauses in the contract to see if there's any impact by what I write in regard to the previous 13 clauses. So there's a contextual problem. And then on the other side, they may have a belief or an intention for what the word should mean, which is different from the first person's intention or meaning. And then we have a dispute. And then we go and see lawyers, and then we start paying
more money,
modest fees to we lawyers, of course. And it's that sort of situation I want to avoid. I want your listeners to avoid. If you are going to change a document or you wish to change a document with or without the agreement of the other side, go and see your lawyer first before you make any changes, because the implications and repercussions are really serious and could end up seeing the change being invalid and unenforceable, and the parties or one party presuming a certain set of facts will apply and another assuming another set of facts will apply, only to find that neither apply, and you're going back to the very first agreement that you wanted to alter in the first instance.
Mm.
And it's unfortunate that people could get themselves in that situation innocently. There's no willful changes, but it's an innocent error or innocent lack of knowledge, because you're talking about the law, and the law keeps most of us lawyers awake at night because of how broad it is and how much we don't know. But it is something that's very hard to know what all of the implications of a change of a document, agreement, or a deed can be to a client or one of your listeners in the future. So please, listeners, try to go and get legal advice if you wish to change the document and before you change the document, so the whole of it can be wrapped up properly by your lawyer.
And I'm sure that if people do have questions here, Kim, they can get in contact with you?
Certainly they can, Troy, either at valenti.com.au or valentilawyers.com.au or my mobile 0411 889 049.
All right. So if you're thinking of changing a document, just make sure that you do it with some legal
with
advice.
Your lawyers.
Yeah.
Exactly right, Troy. Thank you.
Mate, nice to chat. Look after yourself and we'll do it in another couple of weeks.
Look forward to seeing you or hearing from you. Take care, mate.